This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Yeah, it is a Hawks day for us here on Triple Threat Podcast. What's up? It's your boy DJ Shockley and my man Scotty D here. We are excited. Obviously, if you don't like the Hawks, you might want to leave the podcast. No, don't leave the podcast. But we are talking to all Hawks because we love the Hawks. The Hawks got a big win last night over the Milwaukee Bucks. Huge win where the Hawks go and they get a big time W when everybody thought they were going to get an L. Down 2-1. No Trae Young. Hawks get a win. So that's where we start. Scotty D, man, first off, man, how you doing, bro? I know you're excited just like I am. I could not wait to talk about these Hawks.
Yeah, you don't even need to ask me how I'm doing, man. I'm on fire right now, man. I'm so excited. I watched that game last night, and even before Giannis got hurt, man, the Hawks were handling it, and they were holding their own, man. They were up double digits before he even got hurt. So I'm pumped right now.
Yeah, Hawks go get a 110-88 win last night without Trae Young. A lot of news is Giannis goes down in the middle of the third quarter, hyperextended knee, looked really bad. Yeah. Was really glad to see him able to walk off the court. He actually tried to come back. But his team was down big and he ended up going back and we had a big link. So a lot of things to think about as the Hawks head to Milwaukee for a pivotal game five. It is a 3-game series now, Scotty D. Yep. All tied at 2. Nobody expected the Hawks to have any chance in that ball game, but we got to give our boys some love. First off, the NBA finals have been great. I mean, the Eastern and the Western finals have been great. We're going to talk about the Clips and the Suns. Paul George brings his team back. Now they're still fighting. They're, you know, down 3-2 now. Everybody thought that series was over. But how about our man Lou Will? Stepped into the starting lineup. First time starting in the playoffs.
That's crazy.
80 career playoff games. How unbelievable is that? He gets his first start, and he is the leading scorer on the team with 21. Lou Will was 7-9 field goals, 5-6 on the free throw line. At one point, he was like 6-6, hadn't missed from the floor, and was balling.
Yeah.
What do you think about Lou Will, bro? Come on, sweet man, Lou. Lou, as Reggie called him.
Yeah, and listen, I'm on vacation with in-laws, and this is, hand on my heart, I said this. I said, look, if we're going to lose a starter, believe it or not, Trae is the one we could afford to lose the most because of Lou Williams.
No doubt.
Just because I knew that I'm not saying I knew he would do what he did yesterday, but I trust his experience. I trust his savvy. I trust his ability. And, you know, I mean, he's Lou Will, man. I didn't feel good that they were going to win the game. Not going to lie, but I still felt I wouldn't rather lose Trae. I can't even say it right, but I just thought that the position will be okay. It'll be in decent hands. And he outperformed expectations. Super excited for it. What'd you think about Cam Reddish, man? Because that was probably the player I was most excited about yesterday.
Yeah, and when he came in the last 2 games ago, well, 3 games ago now, and played because, you know, we were getting beat pretty bad in that ball game, and I thought he was just trying to get his legs on him. But Cam Reddish is an athletic, long dude, and he's a guy that I thought puts a lot of pressure on opposing teams because he's athletic. He can jump, he can run. His stat line was pretty darn good. Played 23 minutes, which was remarkable. Played early in the game. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, two steals and one block. You're talking about making his presence known.
Yeah.
That's a good call on Cam Reddish, man. So having him out there, having that body, having that athleticism without a DeAndre Hunter is huge for the Hawks. And there was a one point in the ball game where obviously they had Nick McMillan mic'd up, and you could hear him talking to Cam Reddish about taking his shot. And he ended up knocking down a couple big threes in the ball game, trying to find that confidence. I love the fact that everybody on that team plays with that same confidence and comes from Nate McMillan. So big props to the Hawks, man, and finding that bench, which was big in the game.
Yeah,
Bogey was good. He had 20 points, 6 of 14 from the three-point line. Leading score for leading score for Milwaukee was Jrue Holiday with 19. He led the way for the Giannis at 14. And how about this? All the Hawks starters played over 30 minutes, except for Capella, who got hit in the eye, got elbowed in the eye or nose, something like that. But he had 28 before that happened. So Lou had 35, Herter with 36 minutes and 15 points. And like I just mentioned, Bogey had 20 points. So this is going to be interesting.
So balanced.
Will the two stars play on Thursday night is the biggest question. Seeing what happened to Giannis, I thought there was no way he was even going to get up and walk off the court, but he did. I'm sure they're going to do MRIs. Everything says it's a hyperextended knee. Did not look good. Trey tried to go before the game, was in too much pain, but sitting out and now having another couple of days to prepare and get ready. Do you think the two stars play?
I think Trey will be back. Giannis, we just don't know. I mean, it just happened last night. We've heard nothing on his knee. I tell you what, I hope his injury is not. I hope it's not a small meniscus tear like Joel Embiid has, because we don't need him to come out. We don't need him to come back like Embiid was playing against us. We don't need none of that.
No doubt. Because that was a fake injury to me. I thought that was fake news after watching Embiid play in that series. I thought he wasn't going to play, and he was balling throughout this series. But, man, exciting times, man. I'm excited for our Hawks, man. And also, we got an interesting guest today. Our man Larry Hartstein from Sportsline, daily betting Sportsline. They call him the Maestro. Looking forward to talking to him. Scotty D is a good get. Scotty D got him on the show today, so looking forward to talking to him. He's going to give us all the inside on all these prop bets, how we got into handicapping. It's going to be interesting. It's something that I was unaware of, but it is absolutely a thing, and he is killing it doing it. So looking forward to listening to Larry and see what he has and what he's talking about. So a lot of great things going on, man. Obviously, we talked about the Suns and the Clippers. They are going tonight at 9 p.m. Series is at 3-2. Big game from Paul George the other night, getting 41 to keep his team in it. What do you think about that series, bro? Do you think that the Clippers got a chance going back to L.A. to get another win to tie this thing up?
Well, I had to eat a little crow because I personally have held on to the thought that I think Paul George is a little overrated.
Okay.
And I just think he's a number two. I think he's a solid player. Don't get me wrong. He's an all-star type. I just don't think he's a superstar. And and then the first couple of games without Kawhi, I said, well, yeah, anybody can go score 30 points when you're the number one guy and you're a good ball player. You can go do that when the ball's not going through Kawhi Leonard anymore. Right. But what he did the other night, man, he shot over 70% for the game, over 80%, I think, in the fourth quarter. That's and a lot of shooting. That's not shooting four times. He was killing it in the fourth quarter. Right. And so he's impressed me. However, I've been betting on the Suns every game. I'm gonna ride him again tonight. I tell you one interesting thing is, and I talked to our boy Deshaun Tate about it. I think since Chris Paul's come back, that the Suns offense has looked stagnant.
Yeah.
He's a half court guy. And yeah. I think they just dominated the Clippers with campaign at the point. And I just wonder, like, do they throw him some more minutes to get the offense clicking and moving again? Because to use Tate's word, that's a bunch of thoroughbreds trying to run, and Chris Paul's stopping them every quarter left.
And that's what I was thinking too. Everybody talks about transition points. Everybody talks about getting out and running. And you got some young guns in Booker. You got Aiden who can run the floor. You're talking about Cameron Payne, who, you know, fast lefty coming up that the court. They got a lot of young dudes that want to get out and push the ball. And maybe CP3, he does it at times, but I think those guys absolutely will be a key to this ball game. And whether CP3 is a part of it or not, I think his leadership is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. But, huge, yeah.
But I think those young guns want to get out and run. All right, before we move on anymore, I want to make sure we get our show is sponsored by Bet Online. You got to visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head over to Bet Online and start playing today. Bet Online, your online sports book experts. And, man, we got an expert coming on here just a little bit, my man Larry, who's going to tell us all about some of the good bets going on around the league. Now, some other stuff going around the league. Chauncey Billups takes the Blazers head coaching job. Congrats to Chauncey Billups. I know he's been looking to do it. He's been on that Clippers staff for the last couple of years behind Tyronn Lue. So he is absolutely ready for this job. Gets to take over a job that has one of, I think, the top players in the league and Dame Dalla and Damian Lillard. It's going to be interesting. And the one thing that you don't see happen too often is you saw he had to address a situation that happened back in 97 with a sexual assault allegation. And I thought he handled it with poise. He talked about having to have a tough conversation with his daughters and his wife. Mm-hmm. And the Blazers said they did their due diligence as well. They actually hired outside private investigators to do their due diligence on Chauncey Billups and the situation. So everything seems to be on the up and up, and he has absolutely changed that part and outlook on his life. And what do you think about Chauncey Billups, man, becoming a head coach?
Well, I was a little. I saw the backlash before he was in. Before he was actually hired, I saw the backlash from people, from cancel culture, people that you know something that a young guy. I guess he was about 30 years old when it happened. But you do, you know, I don't know what was done. Nobody knows what was done because it was settled in civil suit. There was no criminal charges. They said they did. They said they did a rape kit on her. And they didn't. There was no charges pressed. So to me, there's missing. But you got players at the time that were together that night contradicting each other. But all in all, I would say you've not heard anything bad about this dude for a long, long time. So I say you got to go with the facts and not what was alleged by somebody, especially when you're talking about one, you know, somebody that has a clean record, you know, the last 24 years. That was 24 years ago. So I'm glad. I've never seen anything from Chauncey that made me dislike him. So I'm happy for him. I think he's a star. He's Mr. Big Shot. And he's obviously a rising star in the coaching ranks, you know?
Yeah. Well said, Scotty D. I think Chauncey would do an outstanding job. I mean, just watching him when he was, you know, in the studio talking about ball, you know, he knows the game. And obviously he was, like you mentioned, a big shot guy. So he will bring a lot to the table as a head coach. Other news, Memphis's Penny Hardaway won't pursue the Orlando Magic job. Expected to bring in Larry Brown, though, as an assistant. He did interview last week, and he wants to coach in the NBA. And how great would it be for that fit to be with Orlando Magic? But the time is just not now. So Penny Hardaway turning down the Orlando Magic job will stay at Memphis. I'm sure a lot of people were excited thinking Penny Hardaway coming back to Orlando would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I find it interesting that he thinks that would be the ideal place to coach for himself, but he's not interested in the job. That's interesting to me, but I appreciate his, you know, the stand he's taken for his, that he's got work left to do at Memphis. I certainly appreciate that, man. I loved Penny when I was a kid, DJ.
I had the Penny shoes and everything,
was
man.
So it, awesome.
He had the commercials. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Little Penny. Come on, man. How you forget about
Penny,
that?
Man.
All right, man. Last thing we got before my man Larry Hartstein comes on from Sports Line. Mississippi State College World Series. Whoops, Vandy last night, 13-2. They tied the series up. I know Leiter in the first game really ate Mississippi State up. They put up like seven runs in the first inning, but now this series is tied 1-1. They get five runs in the seventh inning. They get four runs in the third inning. They had 14 hits in the game, three errors for Vandy. So the decisive game three happens tonight. Scott D, do you watch much of the College World Series? Because it has been good.
I haven't watched much. I am staying interested, though, if I may say that. So
yeah.
I was really interested in game one, and I won a little money. And then last night the line was over 10.5 runs. I'm like, that's too many runs. Vanderbilt's got too good a pitching. So yeah. I was shocked when I saw the score. But nothing better. I mean, it's game three, but it's like a game seven situation. There's nothing better than that. So I'll probably – Will, my son's been talking about it, so we'll probably tune into that a little bit tonight.
Yeah, we'll be cool, man. Everything in the College World Series is fun. Obviously, Omaha is the number one thing, and everything's got going on so great. So, all right, man, we got a lot of basketball, NBA Finals. Both Eastern and Western have been really good. Obviously, mm-hmm. the Suns and Clips go tonight at 9 o'clock, and then the Hawks take on the Bucks in Milwaukee on tomorrow.
Yep.
Oh, Scotty D, I thought you had your hand up like you was ready to go.
No, I thought you had something
to add to it. Yeah, man. So I'm excited, man. Excited about what's to come. Before we get our man Larry on, I want to let you guys know about an interesting thing that you might be looking forward to, especially if you like bacon. The Moink Movement today. Go to moinkbox.com/bleed right now. And listeners to this show, get free bacon for a year with every box order. That's 1 year, the best bacon you ever taste, but for a limited time. Moink is spelled M-O-I-N-K, excuse me, box.com/bleeve. That's moinkbox.com/bleeve. Go get you some bacon, people. If you don't like bacon, hey, sorry for you. I love bacon. Scotty D, I know you love bacon.
Yeah.
All right, next, we got my man Larry Hartstein coming up from Sportsline, a daily betting show, and he is going to lay it on the line literally for us and let us know what's happening in the betting world. He's going to break some things down for me that I have no idea about. So we'll see what an actual handicapper is, and he's going to explain it to him. My man Larry coming up next on the Triple Threat Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Triple Threat Podcast with DJ Shockley. We are back. We told you we had a really interesting special guest today. His name is Larry Hartstein. He is a handicapper with he works at CBS Sports and Sportsline in particular, which is where I know him from. And I watch his video every day. We're going to let you guys learn about how to find him later. But Larry is a sports handicapper, and we're going to get into how you become a sports handicapper. Maybe a couple secrets here and there. We're not gonna try to ask for all of the lines of all the games today, but we're gonna talk to him a little bit and find out a little bit about how he got to where he is today. Larry, how are you? Welcome to the show, bud.
Oh, it's great to be here, Scott and DJ. Just an honor. Let's do it.
Larry. First off, I am what you call probably intermediate when it comes to knowing what gambling and betting and all that kind of. I ask Scott all the time, plus minus. Plus 200, minus 100. What does that mean? I have no idea. And I was saying this before we came on. The first time I ever really heard anything about the lines and what they meant was my senior year back in 2005. And before we were about to play Florida, the line was we were up maybe +5.5 or something. And then soon as I was out of the game and wasn't going to play, the line went down to something. I was like, I don't know what that means, but basically saying because a key guy is out, that line goes down. So I'm sure similar to what happened last night when Trae Young wasn't going to play. That was a big part of it. But we appreciate you coming on, bro. We appreciate you being on the show. First off, how did you get the name the Maestro? I was watching the video. I saw the coach. He's always calling you the Maestro. How do you get the name the Maestro?
You know, Coach comes up with those nicknames, talking about Jonathan Coachman, who is a pretty big name in the industry if you follow wrestling or used to watch him on ESPN, or a great guy. But that's his thing. He's got a nickname for everyone, and we don't really get a say in it. And when he said Maestro, and because I kind of put it all together, you know, I was the editor of Sportsline before moving into this new role of an analyst. So getting all the different personalities on the show, he just said Maestro. And I guess there's a lot of worse things he could call me. So
no doubt. So you roll with it. I like it.
Yeah. Coach is a trip. Hey, Larry, tell us, let's go back a little bit. We want to, because what got my attention last week, you sent out a tweet about covering Lou Williams when he was in high school at South Gwinnett High School. And I was like, what? because I've been watching your show, so I felt like I already kind of knew you. You know, I felt like that. And then I reached out to you and said, hey, I need to learn about this. And then I've been wanting to know how you guys got to be where you are. So tell us a little bit about your past in journalism, specifically in Atlanta.
Yeah, no, I was a high school sports reporter and then the Georgia Tech beat writer for the AJC. And, you know, covering Gwinnett sports, which was my main beat for a long time, that was a thrill. I mean, there's a big time athletes all over that county. And the crazy thing about Lou Williams is he only won one state title. Norcross was a powerhouse. Wheeler was a powerhouse at that exact same time. But it was electric, you know, going to the gym when, you know, they were, I think they were selling like season tickets, you know, I mean, it was something to be
in the, high school.
Yeah. For South Gwinnett High. Yeah. At the peak, wow. It was Mike Mercer and Lou Williams. And they had, they had another, they had another big time player too. I can't remember the name, but you know, he was excited. He's just like he is now, like watching him in the post game interview. It's the same confidence, you know, it's just oozing confidence. He's a scorer. You know, when he gets it going, you know, you can't stop him. You know, he could also go 2 for 11, you know, with 6 turnovers sometimes, but you know, he had it working last night. It was beautiful. And I'm wearing my Hawks shirt because I'm so pumped about this
representing
team.
I like that. And I think you met your quota. You said all you wanted the Hawks to do was get to 2 wins, and they there, right?
Yeah, that was a bet I had against two other guys on the show talking about the early edge. The Hawks to just win 2 games was -125, meaning risk 125 to win 100, almost an even bet. And I just thought the Hawks were not getting enough credit, you know, going into this series. I didn't think they were going to win the series necessarily, but to win 2 games, you know, this team was not going to go down without a fight. And now, of course, it looks like they have a great chance to succeed. But Scott, interesting thing about that time back at the AJC, there was another fellow I worked with also in high school sports in Gwinnett County named David Purdom. And I don't know if you know him. He's also based in the Atlanta area. He's the gambling writer for ESPN. So it was funny because the two of us were doing high school sports and now we're both, you know, heavy into sports betting.
That's crazy. Well, I'm going to take a detour here real quick because we were just talking about the Hawks. DJ and I have already talked about it on the show about last night's game. What is your feel? I'll give you a brief, you know, feeling how I've been in this playoffs. When they went to play the Knicks, most people were picking the Knicks, but they weren't as big of underdogs as people in Atlanta tried to play like they were. But I just thought they're a more well-rounded team, and people in this country don't know what, you know, how many weapons they have, 10 deep for the most part. I just figured, hey, we'll get through the first round, then you know, probably won't be Philly. We'll probably lose in 5 or 6 games to Philly. But now I've started to believe. And then when the Bucks are on the net, you know, around the on the horizon for them, I'm thinking, why not? Why can't they win? They're a solid, well-rounded team. And obviously dealt with some injuries and stuff. But what has been your feel on the Hawks specifically during the playoffs?
Yeah, no, I mean, since Nate took over, you know, they've, as Mark Bradley wrote in the AJC, they've got the best record in the East, well over 700 winning percentage. So, you know, people are just looking at that 5 seed, 44 wins, whatever they had. But since Nate took over, they shouldn't be this big. They shouldn't have been this much of an underdog.
Yeah, that's what I think too. How do you think? So with Giannis going down, Trey's still a little uncertain. I'm super excited what I saw from Cam Reddish last night. What do you think in the next 3 games?
Yeah, well,
they have to go 3.
You got to worry also about Capella. You know, is he going to go? He got hit.
Elbow. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, it's crazy. Anything could happen. You know, the Bucks definitely they were listless. They didn't. They definitely took it for granted last night. They won't be like that in game 5. You know, you got to expect Holiday and Middleton are going to come out with super. So we'll just see. I don't know. It's amazing to watch. I mean, of course I'm pulling for him.
It's a fun time in Atlanta for sure.
How do you go about picking these lines now? Because there's so many different factors now. This series has changed since the beginning to where we're at now. Obviously we just talked about Giannis and Trey. But then here's another surprise factor in a guy who I didn't expect to see for the rest of the series, Cam Reddish. He comes in last night and plays over 20 minutes. I think he had 12 points. Like, you can't account for those type of players. How do you go about picking these different lines when you have so many different variables within a series?
Yeah, you know, I actually have not been good at NBA game picks this season. And one thing as a handicapper that I've tried to pride myself on is, like, when I have an edge, I want to play it as much as I can. And when I don't have an edge, I want to realize that and I want to step back. So, like, I've been focusing so much in terms of my picks, especially for the show, baseball, baseball props, strikeout props, like, those are going great. But I've been stepping back, especially during the regular season. I thought this was the hardest regular season ever to pick in the NBA. You had guys who were listed as in being ruled out 5 minutes before tip off, guys who were in or, you know, doubtful. All of a sudden they're playing, you know, the rest factor. So, you know, but looking at game five, the Hawks are anywhere from 3 to 4.5 point underdogs as we speak. You know, if I could get 4.5, I think it's going to be a tight game.
Is this with or without Trey? Or is that a big,
I'm assuming without Trey, without Giannis, and assuming that Capella is able to play.
Okay. All right. Let me ask you this, Larry, before I know Scott gets into the nuts and bolts, because I am oblivious. I have no idea what, like, a handicapper is. For people who are listening who don't know, like myself, and have no idea, how do you become a handicapper? What is a handicapper?
Okay, well, a handicapper is just somebody who is recommending who to pick, you know, who to bet on. You know, I mean, obviously I'm betting this stuff myself, but I'm making recommendations, you know, for a growing and growing and growing audience. Now we've got 30 states that are legal. It's online to be legal in 10 more states. Canada just legalized. I mean, it's not going to be long before it's everywhere. And so the explosion, it's just, it's growing, you know, so fast. And I just think for me personally, I'm a mixture. I would say there's two types of handicappers. There's one that are all about the math and the numbers and the analytics, you know, and the power ratings. And they're looking at, they're plugging everything into their database and coming up with, you know, this team is 3.6 points better than that team. And then for home field, I'm going to add in 2 points for this. But then there's also the situational handicapping, which is, you know, something as a player that you probably can relate to more, which is we have Florida on deck. So are we thinking a lot about Vanderbilt? Are we going to overlook or is it a letdown? We just beat Auburn. Or is it a letdown spot, you know, having to play Kentucky the next week? Is it your third straight game on the road? Is there issues with, you know, chemistry, you know, all the other stuff that goes in. So my goal as a handicapper is to combine both the analytics and the situational, you know, and then just make my own decision. So
I can't lie, this sounds like a lot of work. I mean, how much do you put into this? I mean, how many notes and how many much research you got to do every day for?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your analytics process.
You're right, it's a ton of research, but it's fun. I mean, it's like I love digging in. I love trying to find things. You know, like last night, for example, I noticed that Brad Keller for the Royals was starting. He's a guy I like to fade a lot. You know, means, you know, bet against. And he had thrown 114 pitches in the previous outing, which was crazy, it was way above his normal. And his strikeout prop was 4.5 going up against a really good Red Sox offense in Boston. And I was like, there's no way he's going to, you know, coming off 114 pitches. And it turned out he got zero. He actually pitched, I think, 5 or 6 innings, but he didn't strike out anyone. So, like, just like when you find stuff like that, it just jumps out at you. You know, when it's going well, they say you're seeing the board clearly, things are jumping out, but you know, some days it's rough. You're really trying to hit about 55%, 60% long-term. If you can be in the high 50s, that's really, really good.
Bro, what kind of TV plan you got? I mean, you got to have everything.
NBA, you know, direct ticket, MLB package. Yeah, you got to be, you know, I'm watching those ESPN Plus, those, what is it like? Trying to remember, you know, like SIU Edwardsville against, you know, Little Rock. You're watching all of those college games. You just, you know, you got to see it.
So my next question, as a guy who is married, What does your wife think? Obviously, I mean, you're making money and all that kind of stuff, but sounds like a lot of time away from the missus. I mean, is the missus cool with all the, babe, we can't go to dinner tonight. I got to catch this game. I mean, what's that like?
That's a great, that is such a great question. Basically, it's, she knows NFL Sundays.
Forget about it.
That's really the time when she knows. So I try to do two things. I try to, like, you know, do some prep, some like chop some vegetables, make a soup while I'm watching, while I'm watching the game. So at least I'm not just up here for 7 or 8 hours, you know, not doing anything.
Right.
Well, she thinks you're not doing anything, but we're working, right? Yeah, we're working here.
It's work. Yeah.
So how did you, so fast forward from when you were at the AGC, what led you to Sportsline? Did you go straight to CBS, or, and what did you go to CBS to do initially?
Well, it's like me and my buddy, David Purdom, who I mentioned, who's at ESPN now, we were both betting. We were both covering sports. And you know, we love to bet, and we saw an ad on covers.com. Do you want to write for us? You know, and we submitted our samples and they said, sure. And we started writing for them. I think we were getting like $25 an article, if that. We were just happy, you know, to be on a betting site. And that kind of got us involved. We started working for other betting sites. I started going to Vegas a lot. I would read quotes from people out in Vegas, and I would just say, hey, can I come meet you? You know, I had a beer with one of the guys who was like setting the lines for a lot of the sports books. And then just got more and more involved writing for betting sites. And then CBS announced, and then I had moved to CBS after the AJC, and they announced they were launching Sportsline again, which was an old site they used to have. But they were launching it again, just, you know, betting, fantasy picks. And I said, hey, I've got every Vegas book director in my cell phone. I've been covering this industry for Covers and all these other websites. Like, I got to be the guy. And they said, okay, you know, you're going to be involved. So,
man, that's crazy. All right, I know you say basketball has not been probably the best for you, but obviously that other series with the Suns and Clippers has been interesting as well. Everybody thought the Suns were going to run away with it at 3-1, and here comes PG-13, drops a 40-piece on them. What's your thoughts on that series and the line in that? I mean, you think the Suns finish it off here coming up tonight, actually?
You know, the Clippers have been the better team really since game one, you know, but they have that problem down the stretch with some late game execution. I kind of think the Suns are going to finish them off tonight. I think Paul George unlikely to score another 41, and is DeMarcus Cousins going to play that well? You know, is Marcus Morris going to play that well again? I think the Suns will close it out, but again, I wouldn't be surprised by anything in these NBA playoffs. You know, and in terms of betting these games, I've been more enjoying them, or just betting a prop or two, you know, because there's hundreds of props you can bet on every game. So like every game, DJ, you've got like 500 choices and the spread is just one of them. You know, you can, every single player has 10 props on him.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I think about it. When I think about these different props, the one time you hear the most is like Super Bowl. Like, people are betting on the coin toss, they're betting on, you know, dude's socks. I mean, whatever, the craziest things ever. What do you think are probably the surest bets that are out there? Is it just the total on over and under type stuff? Or is there a way to say there is a sure bet in all this, whatever sport you're in?
There's no sure thing. That's the one thing you gotta, I mean, the Bucks on the money line were a sure thing last night, according to the world, you know, and that's why we love sports. Cause there is no sure thing, but I think the props, like last night, I had to lay 230 risk 230 just to win 100 on Giannis to go to make 1 or 0 3 pointers. And I love that because he hasn't even been shooting a lot. He's 1 for 8 now in the series, I believe. So that was an easy one, but you had to risk a lot. But it's come through in every game this series, and it's come through 12 out of 15 times in the playoffs. So like, that's one that I loved. But again, you know, that was an expensive. If that misses, you know, you're definitely hurting.
Is there a problem with him shooting air ball at a free throw?
Yeah, that's. I try to talk to DJ sometimes about some of the exotic props that are out there, and but yeah, I, I'm. I'm following this guy, Larry. I'm following Larry every day. I'm listening to him and his guys on the Early Edge, which is their daily short 10-minute live show on YouTube. And they have it in podcast form as well. But Larry, thanks so much for coming
on. Hold on. Larry, yeah. Give the people some tonight that they can use.
Okay.
Or tomorrow. Give them something they can use, something that you feel good about. Don't matter what sport. Just give them something.
Okay. Well, I would definitely say follow me on Twitter at Larry Hartstein. Yeah. That's where I give out a lot of the pitching props. Those are been real good to me. 10-1, last 11, 53-33 this season. So I'm going to be giving those out. But I will say tonight I'm on the Blue Jays. I'm laying 1.5 runs, and that brings the price down to -125. I think they're going to take care of the Mariners big time tonight.
Ooh. All right, DJ, that means Blue Jays -1.5. All right.
Hold on. I don't know that. I'm lost.
Okay. So the Blue Jays have to win by 2 runs or more.
Okay. There we go.
If they win 4-3, we lose the bet. We lose the bet.
See, Larry, I appreciate you. See, Scott, don't break it down to me like that easy. That's all I need to know.
I'm not the expert, man. I'm just a hack on a podcast. Larry, thanks for coming on, man. Any other things you got going on that you want to talk about?
No, I was just saying, just check us out. It's the Early Edge. You just go to Sportsline YouTube, but we not only do a 10-minute morning show, we do a live show from 5 to 6 every day, where we, you know, give out a ton of plays for the night. It's like, we have a ton of different cappers on there, and, I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, Maestro. I've made money from these guys. So I'm a big fan, and, thank you for coming on. Best to your family. And we'll talk soon, okay? Thanks, Larry.
Anytime.
See you,
DJ. See us out, buddy.
All right, man. We appreciate everybody joining us here on the Triple Threat Podcast. Y'all just heard the maestro, the man himself, my man Larry, giving us all the great picks and a lot of good stuff. So you guys make sure y'all follow him and make sure you guys get some good money from him, because he's going to get you some money. You heard. Blue Jays tonight. Y'all follow, man. All right. Appreciate everybody joining us here on the Triple Threat Podcast. It's been fun. We'll catch you guys next week for DJ Shot Click. My man Larry the Maestro and my man Scotty D. We'll see you guys next week. Deuces.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid Accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com. Save big.